And I'm under the assumption that if you don't get rid of the train horn noise sometime, it's going to keep coming back. And it's been doing this for 20 years. It keeps coming back. But before this last study, the requirements from the UP were so difficult that it affected a lot of businesses. Now they reduce those requirements so we can have Midwest Wholesale and Culican. We can be able to work with those businesses so transportation of their business and their semis can work now. So the standards have changed to make this doable and not affect businesses like it has in the past. It comes down to a dollar figure as far as I'm concerned.